This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation, the proud to grant, is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, CLIC, the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources, Popeyes, and Ross Electric Motors.
The Foundation, oh, it's the Foundation, oh, Foundation, oh, it's the Foundation, Foundation, oh, so it's the Foundation.
It's the foundation that's rocking the nation. Howard Grant's the host, Guardian Radio Station 96.9, 12 to 2. It's the time you can call the show or use the text line. Yeah, he educates, he informs. He goes against the norm. He's really got that zeal. Plus, he's a child of God.
Foundation. It's the foundation. Foundation. It's the foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, live and in full effect. It is the foundation on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon out there in the land of the living. Talk to me. If you're here, you got to say something. It is July 18th. And to all those persons celebrating a birthday, we say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. You look like a monk. No, I just... I'm not going to hit you with the whole thing. It's your birthday. At least one day without any kind of, you know, scrutiny. Talk to me. It's a beautiful day, ladies and gentlemen. It's hot as hell. I'm grateful for a few days it hasn't rained. Hopefully that doesn't jinx the whole, you know, atmosphere and just pours down this evening. I'm grateful, man. It's partly cloudy. A high of 90, and a low of 81 today. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper and kind of dive into it and see exactly what's what. I know I get here like midday, and some of this news is ancient by the time I get here. But nonetheless, it's very important that you keep yourself attached and abreast to what's happening locally. And, you know, not associated with what's happening on social media. I think a lot of persons are... They gravitate to the salacious. I said that one time and Darren Miller cussed me out. I don't know what you're doing. Salacious. Yeah, they gravitate towards something that is this sort of an idea of you know, the pomp and pageantry, the feel good, the tingly thing, right? A lot of persons gravitate towards that. So they're looking for more and more news on social media outlets and kind of designed by people, right? But the Nassau Guardian has this information transparent, above board, and accessible information that you can definitely quote and continue to be able to move forward. And the papers today is Pintard wants fairness in citizenship grants. FNM leader says transparency needed on immigration decisions. It's heavy. We can talk a little taste about that. Also... It goes further to talk about police report, another armed robbery, and sex assault. It's a wild thing. Right? And not in a good way. You know, because sometimes a wild thing is a good way. Wild thing. You make my heart. You know the song. Right? But this is absolutely bonkers. That, you know, I often watch movies and old-time movies. And anything to do with, you know, guns and robbers and whatnot. you know, as men, we like a little bit of action sometimes. If we don't get none, especially, cut on an action movie. We sit down and cut on an action movie. But I'm always enamored and kind of wrapped up in this sort of an idea that if we are on an objective, on a mission, and we came to, let's say, based upon a movie, if we came here to rob, I don't have time. I don't have time for this quote-unquote love scene. Where is your mind and your spirit? Well, I guess you're in the gutter. But Grammy say a liar is a thief and a thief is a murderer. All of that wrapped up in one bucket. Must be. Because when we see a robbery and sex assault, let's read this little piece. It says, police yesterday reported another armed robbery and sexual assault in New Providence. Police said that around 9:54 a.m., my God, a.m., while on the outside of a friend's residence in the area of Cowpen Road, a female was approached by an unknown male who robbed her at gunpoint of an undisclosed amount of cash and sexually assaulted her before 10 o'clock in the morning. Bananas. This is wild. Where these people, who grow y'all up? I mean, these are some questions I got for you. Where you come from? At 10 o'clock in the morning, it was 94 degrees yesterday. You had a whole weapon on you. And based upon the allegations and the information in the paper, the female's age was not given. The suspect then entered the home and robbed a male resident of his cell phone, police added. The suspect fled the area. Let's read it. In an unknown direction, police said aggressive investigation was continuing into the matter. Sex crimes has remained a major concern, particularly on New Providence throughout this year. We are already in July, which is wild. We are already in July. You know, what's crazy is that you're making these decisions. I don't know, is it the heat that has these persons like this? I am convinced, I don't know about you, I'm convinced that there must be sort of a spirit that's, you know, walking to and fro about the land, seeking whom he may devour. Because this sexual deviance is a crazy thing for me. And I don't want to be one of those men that says this is as a result of what the woman wears and her posture and her position and sort of a sexual appeal associated with her. And no, I just think it is a wild thing that no one taught you, you don't thief. Whether that be people's possessions or OPP. You know, it's OPP. Other people's property. Talk to me. This is a wild thing. I want to talk about that a little bit today. I think it's important that we identify these things and really be able to count it out. We could deduce the story. And based upon it, we don't see a vehicle involved. So that means that he travails the area. If we look within a 5-mile radius, this fella probably lived around there. Cowpen Road, for the most part, we don't want to throw all the things of, we don't want to do this and make these sort of an allegations, but for the most part, we know that there is a strong community that lives in this particular area that doesn't have its ilk attached to the Bahamas. Let me be decent. You want me to say Haitians live right? I don't want to say things like that. I will be decent, right? This area, we know, has a high concentration of illegal migrants. That is decent. And whilst we can't make any allegations, I'm sure that the police is gathering information to identify these things. We've already had these conversations about the fact that persons are coming into our space, into our islands, and really being able to nestle into their own communities. No need to amalgamate. No need to identify what is happening here. No need to understand rules and regulations that govern the land. No need to understand any of these things. They come here for the purposes of occupation, but go right back to Haiti, here in the Bahamas. They live here for the purposes of occupation, and when they get off, they go right back to Haiti. For the most part. Can I say that? The shanty towns doesn't have an iota of the culture that represents the Bahamas. The persons could be living in the shanty town and don't even need to speak English. This is bananas. But this is what we have to endure. Almost suffer, for the most part. And I think it's time to be able to eradicate those things. I don't think this needs to be a Haitian-led solution. I think this needs to be a Bahamian-led solution. By a Bahamian government with the conviction to make the decisions to eradicate, dismantle. Not the perceived idea of being able to scatter. Have people scatter after you make weeks and weeks of pronouncements that we're coming into the shanty town. Talk to me. We're not talking about those things. We're not talking about the proverbial molds that are placed within, whether it be the Immigration Department, the Royal Bahamas Defense Force, the Royal Bahamas Police Force, that are calling friends, families, and lovers and saying that we're coming on this particular day, and you meet the whole place, tumbleweeds flying through the place. Talk to me. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a systematic approach of eradication from a government with a conviction to make the decision to say that this is what we've done with this particular community within our borders. Yeah, but all within the confines of humanity. But it's time to be able to eradicate these things. There is a social unrest. I never like to speak about tribulation or confrontation. I don't want to talk about those things, but I know that this is leading to a social unrest. How do we eradicate that? I want to talk about those things today, guys. I want to be able to chop a few things down with you. Road repairs on New Providence is underway. Financial and accounting officers, promotional exercise nearing completion. This is what the minister says. All this stuff is in the paper. And PINTOT, the Fiscal Responsibility Council, not fulfilling its legal mandate. Guys, the lines are wide open. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere for the family violence, 242-300-5720. Or hit me up, 422-4796. That's on the text. We got a call on the line? Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
A pleasant good morning, Howard.
Hey, what's up, Sparky?
You know, I like to knock my rocks off quick and get away with it.
Okay, go ahead, Sparky.
But, you know, I would say, Howard, if you see what I just got over the WhatsApp in regards to a civil war going on in Haiti below us to the south as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the streets. Mm-hmm. They have at least 20 young men where they're beating them in their heads with all kind of cutlasses and you name it.
Mm-hmm.
They're throwing tires over them and lighting the tires afire in the middle of the road. This, they tell me, is going on live in Haiti right now.
Mm.
Where there's a civil war presently going on. And if you see the young men, they're not dead, but they're laying on the street with this fire and tires around them on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see their bodies, they're still moving.
Mm-hmm.
While young children, young boys and girls, are throwing rocks at them, and men are going at them, hitting them while they're burning alive, hitting them in their heads with sticks look like baseball bats.
Mm-hmm.
That's a culture that I don't think is Bahamian-like. Howard, there's another thing I'd like to say. In regards to our government workers, somehow I think we blame our government MPs and so forth for the state we're in. But the people that always want a raise, I think it's the workers sometimes we need to shuffle to, you know. How would I go to Inland Revenue to renew my TCC document.
Tax compliance certificate, yeah.
Right. They tell me, that's last week, they tell me come back Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
I say, I can give you all till Friday. I come back on Friday. The woman laughs at me. She said, no, I think I'll be ready Tuesday. This morning, I get an email telling me that my TCC has been denied because my national insurance is not up to date. Now, how it in my hand, I have my national insurance payment. Where it proves, with the national insurance stamp that I've already paid up to December of 2023. Mm-hmm. It's in my hand right now as I talk to you, Howard. Mm-hmm. And the email on the phone as I talk to you. You see how these departments don't not working together?
It's July.
Now, I can't, but I already paid my national insurance up to December of this year.
Oh, 2023, okay.
2023, it's already, it paid up in advance. I had some money, I said, let me pay it for the year. Mm-hmm. Get that out of the way. I got my license, but now the TC, you know, the license expired in December. The TCCI expired a different date. I don't know why I don't have them two expiring the same time. Mm-hmm. So you could get everything one time, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how I'd operate a business if I was doing it. But you know, sitting down with a friend of mine yesterday underneath my juju tree having a few cocktails, you know, we came to the same conclusion. You know what we talk about celebrating 50th anniversary, beautiful party, beautiful. I don't think we saw something like that nowhere in the world. To me, that was the most beautiful one, better than American independence. Mm. But Howard, when they say what we've done for 50 years, you know what I'm saying? We came to the conclusion yesterday. We've done in 50 years, the majority of us, I call the middle class and the low class, you know what we've been doing for 50 years? Paying the price of keeping our elites so they can maintain their elite status. Our governor generals, our prime ministers, our permanent secretaries, we give them pensions, full pensions for the rest of their life. When we reach 50, 60, they send us home to die and sit in a wheelchair and smoke tobacco. Mm-hmm. And they give us a downsized pension so we can maybe go to get some corned beef and white rice. But they go to all the balls, all the government house parties, they suit up in the tuxedos, they live just like they were living in our assembly for the rest of their life. Then their pensions are passed down to their wives. When the wife died, stopped there. But we pay for them to maintain their elite status for the rest of their lives while we struggle to pay light bill and water bills and mortgages and so forth. And we have nothing other than maybe a little government house to leave our children, to leave our heirs and successors. We might just leave them with bills. While we bow down and kneel and worship the king and his heirs and successors and our prime ministers and their heirs and successors, we do that for 50 years, and maybe we'll be doing that for the next 50 years. Oh. I don't want them to get mad at me because maybe it's the color shade of by PLP or FLM. It seems to be a Bahamian thing. That's just how we do it in the Bahamas. Don't get mad at Sparky. Because, see, I'm not looking out for the King of England and his heirs and said, I am looking out for Kishna and Kadar and my children and my grandchildren, your children and your grandchildren, and the future and the betterment of the Bahamas, the Commonwealth of the Bahama Islands. These people looking out for self-interest while we try to fight for country.
You know, Sparky, this has been going on for some time, and I appreciate your telephone call, man. Thank you so much. This has been going on for some time, and I'm indifferent when I hear persons, especially of your ilk and age, speak to it with such an impassioned position. Now, I don't know whether or not this is as a result of hindsight being 2020. I don't know. I don't know whether or not you feel liberated. And when I say you, I don't mean Sparky, but men and women after the age of 65, if you feel liberated, if the economic and social shackles that you've carried for such a long time, the fear of somebody victimizing you has been released, and you recognize that you're closer to eternity than this mortal life. And so you speak and you say these things. I don't know what it is, but these are issues that have always existed. From the beginning of time, before any of us was here. And history has shown us the examples of how you can liberate yourself from these things. There can be no expectation that someone can give you something. I cannot get an amen. Nobody giving you nothing. Not Sparky, not Howard, not nobody. Nobody giving us nothing. There needs to be a revolution. There needs to be a very clear idea of being able to clasp hands under the umbrella of one conviction to move forward to reform this thing. Your children will be saying the exact same thing if we don't take action now. I've recognized for a long time in this country, we like to gum bus. We talk it. We talk a good girl. I tell you the story. I just have to tell you these stories because I believe that the Father allowed me to travel through these things. I couldn't understand why. I was a decent man. Always try to be. But my decency got me recognized and evicted. And I couldn't understand why. These people come to the hotel and do all manner of things. This is a Mexican company now. Come to the hotel, do all manner of things as they wish, rejecting the governance that exists in this place. And when I say something about it, oh, I'm the bad guy. They get rid of me. As an example, almost like bucking. Talk to me. I can't even get an amen. Somebody give me an amen. Text it. If you know what bucking is. You know what's bucking? Bucking is when they identify the strongest Negro and demoralize him in front of everyone. Everyone. Don't even avert your eyes. Look as we demoralize him. As we castrate him, proverbially. And take his strength from him. His influence. Just to let you know, you have to fall in line. That's what the people do. I go on and people say, when I start to talk about it to the hotel, I say, listen, guys, we have to start a petition, blah, 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 blah. Sign this here. I put everything together, stretch it out, went to everyone. They told me to do this. When I carry the petition to the people, they say, Child Howell, I can't sign that, you know. I got children, oh, my God. I got children off in school. Boy, I got to take care of them. I know it bad, but sometimes you just got to, you got to make do. This is what the people tell me. As a result, Howard Grant got fired. Can I get an amen? And I got paid handsomely because they know it was wrongful. Man, I can't get no amen. And what happened? The whole place shut down. My point, I think this is only an example. My point to you is that while you're talking, it's time for you to stand and take action. Let's take one more telephone call before we go to a commercial break. Caller, you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard, how are you doing?
I'm good, my brother. What's happening?
First of all, I got a little spoiling for you. And you so all us on these cell phone, telephone calls going to be calling up landlines, you know. And then, you know, you used to little long dissertation sometimes, you know, in between your calls. Because mm-hmm. I on my cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
But, and another scolding for you. I have been listening to you. You have an excellent show. You're an excellent person. But this hotel thing you keep talking about, Howard, sometimes in life, in order to forgive, we got to let go. We got to let it go.
I don't give a
shit. Understand? We didn't know that story over and over again. You're sounding like Sparky now.
No, no, no.
You know what I mean? Sparky's 7. How old is Sparky? 72?
I don't know how old. Yeah, I think he's 72.
Or 70, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Sparky is my boy. But Howard, we got to let go. See, what we got to do as Bahamians from this point on, after 50 years gone the other day, instead of complaining for 50 years, and now we're starting the second set of 50 years complaining, we got to stand together and say, okay, which direction we going in from here, within the next year or two, when these fellas ring these bells. Instead of complaining, and then you put back next one, and then you complain and pay before you know it, we are 100 years complaining. No, we have to let it go, accept what it is, and say, listen, from this point on, this is where Howard, Stopper, GNN, and Sparky them going. I ain't hear Sparky all the complaining and like call the show yet and say they're going to put their money for this judicial review so we could stop this invasion and immigration thing. I can't see too good. I can't ask where by my going, but guess what? I didn't go and put my money. See, you got to make up your mind where you're going from here. Ain't make no sense calling those, oh, every show complaining, Howard. We got to get out of what we're in. And ain't no politicians could take us out of this, you know. We realize now we got to take ourselves out of this. And this ain't got to do nothing with no FNM and no PLP. Now, I hear you start to show off with a particular culture and something that happened. Guess what? I might have been leaning towards one of them, Bahamianization or Haitianization or whatever. And just to make a disclaimer, I'm not
Haitianization? I never heard that before. I won't write this down.
I'm not a Haitian.
I
am American of Bahamian descent. So for them people who call it, oh, he's Haitian or he's Bahamian. No, I'm American of Haiti. But what we need to do, see, in North Korea, it doesn't matter whether you as a North Korean or you could cross the border like that American, that fool American who crossed the border or that one who takes the picture down in the hotel in North Korea, you know. What makes the difference are the laws. The execution, expeditious carrying out of the strength of your laws. It don't make no difference if it's Haitian, Bahamian, or Jamaican who rob and rape the woman. It's the laws of the country that makes the difference, Van Allen. You understand? So we could stop talking about this one, that one, and the next one, and let's fix our country. Thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate your call, my brother. I feel like he's all over the place. I'm going to fight him. But the correlation and conversation, first, let's do this. Let's just be decent. I have lived not a very long time, but have been rich in terms of the impact and the experiences that I've had. I don't know why. These experiences shape my character and make me who I am. I could tell you stories about my travels, all my life, all the things that I've done. I recall these things. The experience of loving the hotel is who I am. That's where I'm from. It's not currently where I am because I've allowed the Father to take the wheel. Let your will be done. Let your kingdom come. Don't fight me when I only trying to give a contrast to these particular things. That's one. Two. The correlation between the community, the shanty towns, the proliferation of illegal immigrants that exist in the southern corridor, southwest corridor of this island, may have significant impact on these allegations and things that come to the forefront. It is for us to be very clear, to identify these sub-communities that exist here that doesn't have any policing or governing. We're not going to do that. Rules and regulations are governed by everyone are under the umbrellas of the laws of the land. You're on the land. But there's a subsector that is not even registered or identified in this country. That's all I'm saying. Don't fight me, baby. Let's do the thing. Guys, be a part of the conversation. 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands. 242-300-5720. Hit me up on the text 422-4796. The Foundation with Howard Grant. Quick commercial break and be right back after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Bahamas Public Parks and Public Beaches Authority invites all private companies and civic organizations to adopt a roundabout. This is your chance to stand out from the crowd, beautify and enhance our local areas for residents and tourists alike, just in time for the 50th anniversary of our independence. With this opportunity, you can engage persons on the go, generate media interest, and promote your company. Stand out and celebrate 50. For more information, you can call 242-604-3750.
Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my beds, I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
A lot of folks are wondering, what is the Agrarian Awards? It's an award show to celebrate the people who produce the food that feeds the country. So September 16th, we're giving out trophies and money to young farmers, backyard farmers, sheep runners, goat herders, pea pickers, onion planters, basically everyone. But we couldn't fit all that on the invite, so we put Agrarian Awards instead. Go to adobahamas.org to find out how to nominate your favorite agrarian. The Agrarian Awards, September 16th.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them 242-356-0249.
Tired of paying too many bills and loan payments each month?
Shrink your monthly debt payments down to one easy payment with our debt consolidation loan.
It also has a built-in savings that pays you 5% interest.
Inquire about our debt consolidation loans today.
Call 356-7764.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, the foundation, on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, live and in full effect. Just being able to just shoot the breeze. The lines are wide open if you want to be able to talk about a great deal of things just happening locally. 275, was it 275 immigrants that's actually found yesterday? Absolutely bananas. Absolutely bananas. Someone actually also sent me some information from social media identifying a lot of my media colleagues, former colleagues, who have left, and being able to talk about the fact that, you know, I don't know. Oh, Lord. Y'all just break my heart sometimes. And I swear. I mean, when things don't go your way, be ready to cuss. When people don't make the decisions that you want them to make, talk to me. I mean, and just steeped in hypocrisy. Can I even get an amen? Just lathered, laying like a hot dog saturated in perpetual ketchup. Laying in hypocrisy. That's how you do it. That's what you're doing. You are bathed and awash in relentless, perpetual, in perpetuity hypocrisy. It has break my heart. I don't know. I mean, we live on such a short, small island. A small island. Everybody know your business. You ain't believe that. You ever read the story about Moses? And Moses killed the fellow, hide him, and then break off. Right? Next thing you know, the fella said, "Oh, who you? You think you're talking to me? You talking to me, Moses? Not you. Who killed the fella together? Oh my God! How they know? Because ain't nobody just hold their mouth on your business. They ain't hold their mouth on mine. So when you start to make these accusations, when you start to be able to lambaste." Man, listen to me. Always break my heart, man. I must tell you the truth. Let God arise and every man be called a liar. That's how I feel about these things. I respect your decision, man. I respect you. If that's what you want to do, praise God. I was indifferent about some things when I was young and immature, as a child. When I was a child, I did children things. But as a man, I put those childish things away. When men and women are making decisions to be able to take care of their future, why push your mouth in that? I just don't talk like this. I see the lines are lit up. It really bugs me. Because, you know, I've been at the forefront of these people conversation before. Is it that you don't have anything else to do? There's no occupation for you? This is just wild to me. Be a part of the conversation today. 323-6232. The lines are open. Anything you want to talk about, we can chop it down. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of violence. 242-300-5720, or hit me up on the text 422-4796. Let me take a telephone call. Caller, you're on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Howard.
Yeah, this is Howard. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Can't complain. But you talked about sub-communities in the Bahamas. Right?
Yeah.
The lawlessness within those. And what could we expect when there is no law within those communities? The armed robberies that you heard about this morning, those are... I'm surprised they're actually doing something about those that occurred.
Mm-hmm.
But there's certain NGOs around the country that what I call hypocrites, because they tend to not mention all the other crimes that happen in those communities. Like if there's a sexual assault, an incest,
we talked about this before.
Rape, those things that occur are occurring.
We talked about continue to occur. That is embedded in the culture.
Right. Everyone seems to want to ignore that those things
happen. Nobody talking
about
this. Nobody.
And I have a serious problem with that, because those community, those some persons came out recently and talking about the two incidents of the elderly persons who, unfortunate that it happened to them, but I want them to dig deeper and start talking about what actually goes on within the shanty town. That these persons are not going to run to the police to complain about something that happened to them. They're not going to do that because their fear is that they might be deported if they actually come forward. But these are huge issues in the country.
You know,
and I just hope someone would actually put a spotlight on it and actually deal with it rather than just glossing over it.
Well, you know, I can't get anybody to talk about it. I've spoken about it.
What happened to all these activists?
No, their activism is concentrated in other areas. I spoke to them.
I don't call them near, but anytime there's an issue with that community, they up in arms about it.
They turn their eyes, they avert their eyes on it. I tell you, we talked about this before. And everybody's playing like, well, this is just, well, you know, what we do. But no one deals with this. And I talked about the fact that, and I appreciate your telephone call, my brother, I got to let you go. But I talked about the fact that, and I think we're being very vague. Let's talk about this. I said to you, growing up, the only reason I can do this is because I've asked persons in the capacity of activism here locally for human rights to talk about what needs to happen for between Bahamians and Haitians and what we need to do. I spoke to them on the sideline, right? And I said, you know, I see that there's a great deal of activism about what Bahamians need to do to amalgamate, ensure to that we incorporate and identify Haitians coming into our community. I said, but, you know, I'd like to ask you this question. When I was growing up, there was always these allegations and there's sort of an idea that there is a sexual demon, indecency. There is perpetual assault on the oldest daughter or the young daughter or whatever the case may be by in the Haitian community. This is what I'm talking about. And I'm just trying to be decent for the radio, right? There is this sort of an idea that this is a coming of age for you. Do you know anything about that? Yes. This was the answer. Yes. I said, well, why are you only talking about that? Well, child Howard, what, I don't understand. You hear scolding the Bahamian people and saying to them that they shouldn't do this, this, and this, but there are issues that exist in your community that you need to be able to identify and say, this is not accepted. Not locally, not nationally, not regionally. This is not accepted from a humane standpoint. But you continue to do this because you accept the fact that this is a part of your culture. When are you going to deal with that? Child Howard? You know, I have some friends. I don't want to hear the stories about what you had. I'm asking you, in your capacity, what are you going to do in terms of the language and the communication that you could reach your people with and say to them, this is not accepted in the Bahamian society? And that's the issue. I said it just now. They come here for the purposes of occupation and go back to Haiti right here. There's no reform. There's no transformation. There's no amalgamation. There is only a subsector of society that continues the culture that exists elsewhere. And so when we're confronted with that, we don't know what to do. When we're confronted with that, and you creep out of your community, do whatever you please, and creep back in, we don't have no registration of who you are. We don't know none of these things. It is bananas. We need to deal with these things accordingly. Let me take a telephone call. Caller, you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Good morning, Howard.
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Great. Wonderful. Listen, Howard, I disagree with Gianna and Johnson, but, you know, you tied here in your story. Listen, your story is a real story, okay? And anytime you have a real story that you live in, Howard, people need to tell it, no matter how many times you tell a story, okay? Because I've got similar stories. But, Howard, listen, from 1992, Howard, Bahamianization was dead, okay? With the death of Selinden Finland, Eddie Hanna, and also Arthur Clement Maynard, Bahamianization was buried, okay? The last, from 1992, Howard, West Commit's been handed out like candy, giving candy to a baby, you understand, eh? Okay? That Bahamianization dream that they once talked about, Howard, that don't exist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're picking up the immigration topic. Okay? We had a slogan once say, you know, it's better in the Bahamas. But that slogan needs to be changed. You know, there's two slogans. Only in the Bahamas, number one, and number two, it's better in the Bahamas for expatriates and foreigners.
Okay? You must be choking the people radio here. But expatriates.
Listen, Howard.
You're not buying these things.
Like, Howard, I just the other day, I gave an example, you know. The 26-year-old Canadian came to the country looking hoping to get a job at the server, you know? And when they look at his skin, you know, man, you could be the manager.
You need to stop it. It is wild.
He's dead, buddy.
You know we're in 2023.
These last four comments, partner, they don't understand what that means, Howard.
Oh, my God.
Wait for me, giving out like candy, you know me?
Wow.
Giving candy to a baby, buddy. Open season.
I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. You got me squawking on the people radio. You all modify all, everything, anything to do with the Bahamas and acronyms. You put your own thing to it. You all need to stop. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, it is always great to be able to kind of do this. And I'm grateful for this. Let me read one or two of these texts. It says, it happens in our community also. It's part of our Bahamian culture as well. This is your people. This is a text that sent me right now. He says, as you say, that is bananas, right? Texas says this is all facts. I agree with you 100%. It's eradication of anything to do with this sort of a spirit that goes contrary to what our convictions are in community need to be dealt with. Talk to me. Whether that's teaching, that's corruption, that's victimization, that is whatever it is, nepotism, what all these things need to be eradicated. Now, there's no expectation that we can deal with all of that because what's done within the walls of your house, sometimes we never know. But it takes this sort of an activism to start to have these conversations, because many of them don't even talk about it. They don't talk about the sexual assault. They feel like this is just natural. But now they got smartphones, they got access, they're outside of their communities, and they understand it's wrong. There needs to be an outlet for them to be able to say these things. Talk to me. Let's take this commercial break, guys, and get to some commercials, get to news, and be right back to the foundation after this.
Foundation. Popeyes, get the chicken sandwich you love, but make it blackened. Marinated in Popeyes blackened seasoning, that is. Our new juicy filet, it's fried to perfection without the breading. Served on a toasted brioche bun. Try it today as a combo or a la carte. Don't forget to choose your level of spice today at any one of our three locations.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Don't let go of your chance to win big with Alive and 700 Wines and Spirits. We've got an exclusive promotion just for you. Purchase three or more refreshing Click Rattlers and pair them with our Freedom 12 plan or higher at 700 Wines and Spirits. To enter the contest, simply write your name and phone number on the front of your receipt. Then snap a photo of your receipt and WhatsApp it to 242-805-7511. This promotion ends July 31st, 2023. Terms and conditions apply. Alive. Believe in best.
Collect, the Bear of the Bahamas has given you 5,000 more reasons to be proud to be 50. Just purchase a 3-pack of Collect at participating liquor stores and bars for your chance to be one of our 5 lucky $1,000 winners. Winners will be announced every Friday starting June 9th. Collect's 5K giveaway to celebrate 50 years of independence is officially on. Just purchase 3 Collect for your chance to be one of 5 $1,000 winners. Follow Collect on social media for more details. Collect, the Bear of the Bahamas. Drink responsibly, bae.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, live and in full effect, chopping it down. The lines are wide open. If you want to be a part of the conversation, please do that. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the family violence, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. I see the lines are live and wide open. I want to touch this before I go to the lines. I don't even know how to put this, because it's not my place to speak to you about the character and morals that you carry in your bosom. That's not my place. It's not my place to wag my finger at you and say that you're wrong. This is who you are. This is who you are. I can't row you for being a thief. That's who you are. He's a thief. I can't row you for being a pedophile. That's who you are. That's who you carry. That's who you matured, developed. That's what you watered every day. And now you blossom into this magnanimous pervert. That's who you are. It's not for me to be negative to you or speak to you to those things that are apparent and condemn you for that. I'm no judge. That's not what I'm doing here. Okay? Same way it goes for character and personality. If you have this sort of a positive character, the only thing I could mention is you're doing well. I feel like it's positive enough. You could take that. If not, you know, you don't say these things. My point to you. If you are indifferent about a man's decision for him or her to be able to take care of their family, and you never consider your position, you never consider the fact that you don't have any kids, you don't have, you're not married, you don't have any kids, you don't know the weight of this responsibility. You don't know. You don't know. You don't know when you take care of your children and you touch them in the evening and you pray over them and you ask for their blessings and you do everything you can and you work hard to take care of them and you go to bed every night and ask for an opportunity, not for you, you know. This ain't got nothing to do with you no more. You then dash yourself aside. But just give me a chance, Lord, for my children, that they don't have to go through what I go through. And men are presented with opportunities. I said, opportunities are inevitable, you know. People don't understand that. Preparation. There's a preparation. Opportunity plus preparation equals success. That's where success is inevitable. Once you're prepared and the opportunities present itself and you capture that, you will be successful. The indifference of what people see now is you being able to capture what you and your family has identified as an opportunity. You seek to label people opportunist. Oh my God. Oh my God. Well, you walk around like a perverted, like a proverbial ballot box, relentlessly seeking suggestions. You want everyone to stuff something in you. Nobody's getting your business. You do what you do to take care of you. But no consideration of people who have to take care of people. Let's just be shoot straight with this thing, man. Because I watch some people make some decisions in this country. And I say, well, I just pray that there is sustainability in that decision for this particular person. Because they got family. And even if you're indecent, your child may not necessarily be so. So Lord, let him feed the child. You're fighting people for nothing. Just for the possibility, excuse me, of being able to bring attention to you. That's wild to me. It's big wild. The lines are open. Let's chop some of these things down today. We were talking about the shanty towns. I got a couple calls about that shanty town. Got a couple texts about that. I got a text more specifically that say, Howard, please stop generalizing Haitian Bahamians. Please stop generalizing. Haitian Bahamians have been integrated into Bahamian communities for generations and so-called organic Bahamians throughout this archipelago. I don't even know what is organic Bahamian. Are we grown right under the ground? I don't understand. Does it go from farm to plate? What are you talking about? I'm not going to fight you, right? Organic behemoths throughout this archipelago have been engaged in incest for generations. Human beings, I don't think that we are negating the fact or being able to avert our eyes from the fact that this exists within our communities. But this is not the rule. There are exceptions to this perversion. There are exceptions to this. This is not the social rule. There are exceptions to this. If you are participating in this particular thing, there are exceptions. Lest you live on a particular island, and then it is seen to be the rule. Talk to me. I can't even get away, amen. This is me being decent. We ain't calling nobody island name. Let's just be decent. So it says that, but we act as though this hasn't happened widespread in our country even before the increase in Haitian migration in our shores. The fact of the matter is that this is the rule that permeates a culture and a mindset that comes here. I don't know whether or not we get the quote-unquote bottom of the barrel persons as it relates to the culture that comes out of Haiti, but this is prevalent in those communities. Talk to me. Let's just be shoot straight. I don't know. Hey, listen, If you want to call, if you want from a part of one of these communities, how would you talk in food assist? You know the numbers. Let's be a part of the thing. Let me take a telephone call. Call you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Great, George. What are you doing?
I'm good, man. What's happening with you?
Great, man. Howard, we can't go into 2024 hand with this hotel story.
Jesus God, how much people can kill me by a hotel? Listen, I went to the hotel.
Howard, man, come on, man. You remind me of my boy who mangoes can get take, and he's still bringing up.
Because he was in love with her. Why are you fighting him?
Yeah, but you were in love with the hotel.
I bought. My wife can tell you how bad I love the hotel. I love to take bath in it. What? I'm not going to lie to you. I appreciate you. I look forward to call, my brother. Thank you so much. Let me take a next telephone call. Caller, you on the line with us live. Go ahead. Caller, you on with us live. Go ahead. Is that the caller? Go ahead, caller, you on with us live.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
You got the thing. I'm turning your radio down for me 2 seconds, cuz.
My bad.
No problem. Go ahead.
It seems that what I've been noticing, because I'm usually busy, you don't have a chance to listen to the radio, but when I do listen to talk shows, every time this topic comes up about immigration and the culture that may be happening in this country, people always want to divert it back to Bohemians and never or they bring up the word xenophobic to shut down the conversation. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you noticed that, but you notice people trying to, it's like a distraction. They don't want you to talk about it, but like you said, it's happening. I've been hearing about it since I was a young child in Abaco, but it's always hush hush. Don't say that. You know, you don't want to think you against that, you know, that particular community. Why is that? Why is it says that every time you tend to talk about, or when we try to talk about that particular subset, is always diverted back to Bohemians. Do you notice that?
Of course. Anytime you talk about something that's socially taboo, okay, 2 days ago, maybe last week, Friday, I think, we started to have this kind of a conversation, and I appreciate your telephone call, I just got answer. Last week, Friday, we started to have a conversation on here with Garth and I, and Garth started to ask me some questions about, you know, marriage and relationships and this sort of a concept. And now I have some convictions that I carry with me. And so as I started to kind of unravel the thing, I realized, hey, within myself, hey, you going a little bit too deep. Because we're in a traditional radio space. And everyone isn't at the same level of consumption. Can I say that? Everyone's not prepared to air out these things. Forgive me. Everyone's not prepared to have these sort of conversations that it's vulnerable, it's raw, it's open, it's real. People ain't ready for that. They want you to entertain them. Dance for me, sir. What are you doing? Shut up and dribble. That's what they want. They don't want you to get into the deep nitty-gritty of the conversation. No one wants to talk about the fact that you're a pastor out here having outside children. Nobody will talk about that. Oh, my God, Howard. Oh, my God. I don't want to talk about that. Your pastor who tell you thou shalt not this and that. The Lord says. Oh, you're feeling up the gals in the church. No one will have these kind of conversation. No one. No one will have the kind of conversations that says that there are people who are in significant elevated positions that are engaging in criminal activity, right? For these conversations, what you need is proof. You can't say that. You need proof. These people are elevated socially and engaging with persons and having them in a position to go out and do my bidding. Nobody would talk about that. These are difficult conversations. And sometimes, Grammy say, you see and play like you don't see. That's a fact that exists in this country. That's a fact. Okay? It is a fact. That if you grow up around a shanty town and you know these things, you know these things, man. Because little children no hold nothing. They just tell you these things. All my life I knew this. All my life my mother knew. Her friends. All her life my mother have Haitian friends. All her life. And then when they get 40 years old, 50 years old, my heart too heavy. I can't carry this to the grave. My daddy do this. Boom, 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 boom. Talk to me. I can't get no amen. But we won't play stupid. whether it's Bahamian, whether it's Haitian, whether you are Guyanese, whether you are polka dot, it don't matter. The injustices visited upon these little innocent children, you don't deserve to take another, to inhale again. I mean, that's just how I feel. But I'm decent. And so sometimes the difficulty would lead people to say, avert your eyes, let's play that this doesn't matter, let's just talk politics. That's easier radio talk. But when we want to talk real talk, oh my God, Howard, do you have any facts for this? I ain't got nobody name. But you're on here clutching your pearls. Stop it. Let's take a telephone call. Call you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Well, Howard, good afternoon to you.
Hey, what's up, Graham?
So the frustrated last caller who said every time we get on these real talks, people deflect it and throw it back at the Bahamian people.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to give him a suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime that happens to you, sir, speak to human trafficking, especially trafficking of young kids.
Mm-hmm.
You see, Republican, Democrat, left, right, PLPF, nobody agrees with human trafficking. And they also agree with reuniting people with friends and loved ones back home. Now let's leave that subject and move to immigration.
Mm-hmm.
There's a country called Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
And we always brag about the Singapore model. Real clean, modern, the people benefiting, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard it. Let's review Singapore's model, Howard. You apply from the United States or the Bahamas. My cousin applied from the Bahamas,
mm-hmm.
was accepted, met the criteria, and they want to know who you are, where you'll be staying, blah, blah, blah. Then he got on a plane and went to Singapore. His girlfriend did the same. I won't tell you what they were doing, but off here I'll tell you, Howard, and give you the evidence to support anything I say. She had to take a pregnancy test twice a year, every 6 months, being somebody who is legally in the country. Because if you look at what Singapore does to illegal entry, that's a cruel place. But legal women that work there have to take a pregnancy test. And if they are found pregnant, they have to go back to country of origin to have the child. Now, how come they're not racist, xenophobic, bigots, and all the other words that get thrown at us in our country that is trying to not have human trafficking while at the same time protecting our sovereignty? Now, things have happened in the past, yes. And if you believe in the Bahamas, my brother went to Canada. He doesn't tell them they have to eat conch salad. He doesn't run around on July 10th telling them that's his flag day. He doesn't send money home every day. See, he does things. He proves that he wants to migrate and be a citizen of that country. He doesn't tell them they got to speak this, that, and them language. He does things that shows he wants to be a part of the great country of Canada. I, however, don't. I stay here because I want my place to be great for me. Not great for the Americans. Not great for the Caribbean. Not great for Asia. This country, for 50 years, Howard, and I'm leaving you with this. This country has treated many of us Bahamians like second-class citizens while rolling out the red carpet for foreigners for 50 years. And I reject that for you, Howard. I reject that for you. You should be treated the next 50 years like foreigners, whether they are rich from Canada or poor from the Caribbean. You should be treated like the foreigner's been treated. And the foreigner should be taxed to death. Like you've been done. And I can leave you with that. You got any question you want to ask me before I hang up?
No, Graham. I appreciate you. You did well. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. You really end that on a note that I wanted to talk about. You say, I reject that for you, Howard. That's what you did, Graham. You said, I reject that for you, Howard. And I accept that. I appreciate that. I don't know if I feel vindicated by it. I don't know whether or not it'll come to pass, but I accept this sort of a position. Graham, you are like when Harriet Tubman identified this sort of a this course that she took to liberate slaves. And she went to the what they call the Underground Railroad. many steps along the way, this was white people assisting her. They had social connections. They had economic empowerment. They had opportunities. They understood the injustice that exists in these particular spaces. And they wanted to assist with liberation. They wanted to assist and sort of alleviate at least their conscience. And for those deep thinkers, alleviate the strain and the burden on their lineage to ensure that we align ourselves and put ourselves on the right side of history. Some of them, I mean, they're so steeped in this thing, they can't get anything. So when you say, Howard, for you, I reject that. It reminded me of this sort of, and I don't want to say this as though that is an us and them thing, but your fair skin, Graham. Can I say this? Can we have this kind of an honest conversation today? Come on, guys. This is a foundation. Give me space. Don't fight me. We can spill some podcast conversations in here. Graham's fair skin. Not his mental. He don't have to open his mouth. His fair skin has given him or can give him access to spaces that I have to continue to kind of knock at relentlessly in this country. Relentlessly. But he's using that to be able to speak truth to power and say that this privilege that I have, right, should be afforded to all Bahamians. I like what Graham's saying. But Graham, let's shoot straight with the conditioning that exists in our society. For the most part, we are Negroes. And the concepts associated with why they don't look at us, and I say they, the proverbial they, the they that exist in the ether, the they that exist within the walls, the confines, and the boards of the IMF and the WHO and PAHO and all these international, the IDB and all these international organizations, of the G6, the they that exist out into the ether that we will never know, the Rockefeller, that make the decisions of how this world turns, continue to view us as Negro. And we have done absolutely nothing after 50 years to situate ourselves in the position to change the mindset of the they, because our leadership continues to grovel at their feet and relentlessly knock at that door, despite the power that we give them. Despite our self-governance and perceived independence, they still knock at this door, at their feet, asking, groveling, hoping for an opportunity to feed our people with all the sun, sand, sea, and seeds we have. We take our seeds and give it to them and buy it back. This is bananas. Y'all just get me. Listen. I just get mad philosophical on this thing, but this is how my mind works. Let's talk about this thing like this. The reason why Singapore could get away with things is because of their hue, not because of their education, not because of their position, not because of their geographical location, because of their hue and their conviction. That is it. And the reason why we locally wouldn't even take the chance is because of our hue. Am I talking? Am I making sense? Somebody text me. Let's take a next telephone call. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. You got a caller on the line? Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. No? The line's open, guys. Let's touch it. Graham made some good points. That's a text that's coming through. Graham made some good points. So you're critically thinking that has the audience, stunned. That's why they're not calling, but they're listening. This is a text that's coming through, right? I appreciate it, right? It says, another text that says, it's touchy ground for a white man. This text is coming through. I'm not going to fight Joe. I tell y'all, this is the foundation. We can chop these things down. Socially, there's an indifference. There's things that's happening here, and we're placed in this sort of position. somebody else send me this text with these people. There's the next text caller that's coming through. Caller, you're on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hey, what's up, Jeff?
Right here, man. Let me just say to Graham, I thoroughly appreciate the sentiments that he expressed on the show today.
Yeah.
Because many of us, Howard, share very similar views.
Yeah.
On why our country is the way how it is. You know, it's kind of ridiculous that when you come to a country, we have to adopt the ways of that country. Mm-hmm. In this country, it seems as if the Bahamian people are required to adopt the ways of those who are immigrating to this country.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
When you come to an English-speaking country, it is almost demanded that you speak English. You go the way of the people. But here in this country, it's like, You demand that certain things are done a particular way because that is our culture. That is the way how we do things here. And we are frowned upon. We are spat upon. And we are looked down upon. I mean, how ridiculous is that? Now, we talk about other people around the world. You think you could go, for instance, in China and do what you want to do in China? You think you could go in Singapore and do what you want to do in Singapore?
No way.
They have rules. They have laws.
You wouldn't make it back home.
And everyone has to follow the laws of the land. Here, in this country, our leaders, and you know, I'm not even going to point fingers at our former colonial masters. I'm going to look at our own skin color, if I could put it like that,
mm-hmm.
who have adopted the same things that we abhor
mm-hmm.
from our colonial masters and using it upon the Bahamian people. And it's sickening. It's really sickening. You talk about employment opportunities in this country. We always talk about the amount of work permits in this country and the number of Bahamians that is out of work, not because of the lack of education, knowledge, or expertise,
mm-hmm.
but because of either political indifferences or you reach a certain age in this country and they figure you have nothing else to contribute.
Mm-hmm.
We have a society to build. We still have a nation to build. How do you expect a nation to get strong when you're taking the strength of the people and not utilizing that strength to help build the nation? I don't understand that. And that is why I get passionate about this, because I'm sick and tired of seeing what's going on in this country, and they're asking us to bury our heads in the sand and pretend like it's not happening. It is sickening. It's real sickening. And I'm sick and tired for 50 years in this country. But I'll close on this. In the past 34 years, I've been noticing the steady decline of the respect of the Bahamian people in this country, steadily, and not by our former colonial masters, but by our own who have excelled, who have elevated to certain areas, and what they have done, they have actually took their feet and put it on the necks of the Bahamian people. Bahamian people, when are we going to rise up against these people? Despite the fact that these are wealthy, influential people. We hear it all the time in the hotels, Howard. You and I can attest. We know the movers and shakers in the hotels, for instance, who have their feet on the Bahamian people's neck. They want to march a particular way. You must kiss the ring. You must kiss butt. Listen, those days are done. You know, we have to now take this country back by force. And I'm sorry to say it like that, because it is very difficult for people who have decided to turn away opportunities in other countries where they know they could have made it in another man's land, to come back home to your own country, and you can't make it here. You can't even as much as put food on the table. Come on, man. Something is totally wrong with this concept.
Wow.
And so, Graham, I thank you for opening the eyes of the Bahamian, of many of the Bahamian people whose eyes are open, but they play like their eyes are closed. I thank you for that. Yeah, and Howard, thank you for taking my call.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you, Jeff. We got to shoot straight in this country. I think we jive a lot. I think we know what it is. You ever been in a test and did like a multiple choice? And first thing we knew, this was the answer, right? A is the answer. The answer is A, right? And then you second guess yourself. And so you read the question over and over, kind of put an asterisk to the side of the thing. You go through all the other questions to see whether or not you could be able to garner, siphon at least the answer from the other questions to get back to that. you never get back to it. So you leave it open. Or sometimes you, you know, put the wrong answer. But you had the answer. The answer was A. Our gut is telling us the answer is A. Our gut is telling us there's a lack of conviction in leadership. Our gut is telling us that there's a lack of this sort of inspiration, this motivation, this desire to be able to see the country move forward from an administration standpoint, from a political standpoint. Our gut is telling us that the truth. Our gut is telling us that we don't have the type of leaders that has the convictions to stand for the Bahamian people. That's what our gut's saying to us. But we second guess ourselves. We say, no, man, we have to know better than this. Our leaders have the responsibility for always being able to have the proper tune and posture as it relates to what's happening externally and globally. So this is why they did what they did. This, sometimes you just got to play the game. This is what your brain tells you after your gut says this wrong. You fight yourself. This is what you're doing. You're fighting yourself. And for many men and women who decide to stick to their guns, hold steadfast to their convictions, move steadily with this particular position, those persons who are relentlessly pliable, do you know the word pliable? You know the word pliable? Let's read it. I pulled it up for you. Pliable is spelled P-L-I-A-B-L-E. It's easily bent, flexible. There's another one, easily influenced. We in this country are pliable. Post-independence, we were steadfast and convicted, strong, crystallized in our position. We shall overcome collectively. That we meant something. After 73, steadily we've become pliable. Now, between the yellow belly and the lack of a spine in so many people, we don't know if you're one of them worms from Men in Black. You remember the guys who was drinking the coffee? Hey, Jay, what's up? What's up, Jay? That is who we've become. Many of us. And you see someone with a vertebrae standing strong, you say, what's wrong with you? We got to talk like this. Let me take a commercial break, guys, and let's get this thing done. We'll be right back to the foundation after this.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
You've tried everything. ASUS with your mother's cousin's sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bf.
Protection for your money. Guaranteed with DIC.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them on 242-356-0249.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic, and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, live and in full effect on this beautiful Tuesday. Just being able to touch down and touch a few of these things. Listen to me, man. I try my hardest. I try to pull back on some things. I do. I feel like I'm a weirdo, right? Is it okay? I think it's okay. I'm cool with it. I feel like I'm a weirdo. And I don't really have a problem with it, right? You've given me some opportunities, and I've taken it to be able to sit here and speak what's heavy on my heart and based upon my observation socially. Some of these things I may be spot on, may be off, but I'm open enough to take your calls and take your constructive criticisms. Sometimes it's not necessarily as constructive as I desire, but I take it. All for the purposes of the greater objective and goal of being able to lend to national growth and development. Because it starts in the mind. It starts in your heart. It starts with a new way of thinking. And so I yield to that and recognize that I am but a tool to be able to change the course of where we are. This perpetual round and round and merry-go-round, bush around the mountain, being able to beat the same thing down now a generation in. The old fellas are dying off as we continue to go around this same mountain. But the thing is that they haven't died without vomiting into the mouth of selected youth the same mindset. Those juggernauts gave that idea. That's why they don't want you to be able to go beyond reading, writing, arithmetic. Critical thinking. Oh my God, what the hell are you doing, sir? We don't need them to critically think. This is what they have to say. That's why it's a problem. I'm always baffled by a 40-year-old in my age bracket, my category, who grow up, see the same tribulation we have. Ain't got this, ain't got that, the same way I have. Your mom got this, your great-grandma have all these things. They got all these things based upon political proximity, so forth and so on. You ain't never got nothing. You got more education than all them. You've been all these places, you come home, and they say you're overqualified, but then you take on this same course, go to these political organizations and take the manual, ingest the manual, and come here and talk garbage to me. I'm blown away by this. I'm blown away. Absolute garbage. Your granddaddy and daddy died only for you to revive that stupidness. I'm blown away by the thing. I don't fight you. I recognize it, and then I say, okay, I got to stay for broad, say people. I'm blown away by the fact that you're content, many of us, with things the way that they are. They don't need to change. What are you talking about? Change the entire world. The entire world. Running into technology, we doing our best to stave it off. Bananas. Telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Howard Grant.
What's up, my brother?
Yeah, you know, my mind is on fire. My soul is on fire. I wish I could catch a fire because I'm just so vexed about this country and what's going on and the buffoonery and the lies. So it is said that the truth will set you free, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we know that's in a biblical context. I thought I would bring that because if the truth sets me free, then I am in slavery.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because we have been lied to, stepped on, defecated on, everything you can think about,
mm-hmm.
all in the name of educated people. But you and Warren and C. Allen and Graham and Jeff and all that, a lot of callers and a lot of talk show hosts her PhDs in critical thinking. Mm-hmm. I'll give you an example. I watched a YouTube video with a lady with a PhD right at Harvard, mm-hmm. and the topic was the future of COVID vaccines, right? Mm-hmm. And I listened to this lady with a PhD talk a bunch of garbage, right? Didn't impress me at all, and I told some other doctors that, and she's a lady with a PhD, and I bring some O-level high school biology, I throw back at her Harvard. You understand me? That mm-hmm. could debunk everything that she says? Mm-hmm. Not understanding the little molecular events, but I don't want to get on with this illegal migrant problem and a little quick chronology of all the BS mm-hmm. over the 50 years. Harvard, they know that they've been issuing citizenship without some of the children even applying for citizenship. They know that, you know. I ain't telling you what Freedom of Information would show this. Also, I mentioned a couple of months ago, and always mentioning of these one-way tickets, they're coming in on the airlines now. If you check these, I don't know if they're buying two-way, but let's see if we can get some data on how many are returning. Mm-hmm. They're not returning on these flights, Howard, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. So it's not about the boats. Mm-hmm. The fact that Mr. Bell sought to give out these citizenship at the funeral was really a commercial or an advertisement for the migrant community to show that he has some kind of power and to get them to DFI him. Mm-hmm. The fact that the PM is taking pictures of Luby George, who has all of a sudden gone silent, who is the real traitor in all of this, because they're not doing anything to impede the potential violence or schism between the Haitian Bohemians and the Bohemians. As we saw the belligerent, right, asinine videos. See, one thing with technology, it can make any buffoon look like a superstar. So some guys in Abaco put out a video around some trailer, some young fools, and they talking about immigration and law enforcement and whatever they talking about, but it was me is the problem. Now, Howard, for decades now, we know about these shanty towns that they call parallel societies, the one that's in the back of Bacardi Road. There are affluent homes, Mercedes Benz, all type of things they are parked there because they have gotten free land and they live without paying taxes, mm-hmm. supported by the government, who then are so spineless and gonadless and heartless and that they can't even realize that every boatload of Haitian poses a threat to every Bohemian. The school, the hospitals, et cetera, the social security. They are actually taking care of these people now. A free hospitalization, free medication, free everything. They know this, Howard. Free education, free everything. The Constitution doesn't say that people have to get things free. It doesn't even say we have to give them citizenship. But this is a commercial tool, right? And it's very, very... All right, let me give you an example. South Howard, they know there's a parallel society going on. Electricity, they're teaching them English language. Everything is going on in the back there. And all of through the sporadic islands. So one of the letters was on the internet, social media was, if the government decided to destroy the Shanty Town, there's a guy who gave his personal life scenario, post story, and where he traveled to Lucha, got some work, came back, and he built a home in the farm or whatever, and he made a statement as if the government decided to break down the shanty towns, the innocent will suffer, the guilty in Abaco, many people will suffer. Well, he's threatening violence, but minister of, does the national security exist? Is there such thing as national security? Or do we have a minister of national security? I'm sorry that Mr. Green Monroe is in his portfolio, but I'm very disappointed in him. I've lost all respect for him in his silence, because after the election, we see where he's just silent on things that is a clear and present danger to the Bahamian people. I shouldn't have to be worrying about if there's a riot between Haitians and Bahamians. I shouldn't have to be worrying about that. Mm-hmm. You understand? Should I? No. Should I? In my country where I live?
No.
All right. So let's give an example. Mr. Bain, a very respectable young man. I'm older than Lincoln. Lincoln ran into the Shanty Town and was curried the other day in a hurry. So then we saw where a high-ranking officer who, you know, I mean, I don't even have to call their names because they're the same thing.
No, don't call them. Why are you calling
them? Ran into the Shanty Town. Mm-hmm. And was given directives for Mr. Bain to stand down. So the video showed where they was in front of a door where people saying drugs and guns or whatever was there. But I was trying to find out, why is it that you didn't kick the door open and search the place? The benefits didn't outweigh the risk. I mean, why did they do that, Howard? But they'll come in people's homes in the inner city. And see, the thing is, Howard, only in the Bahamas, because, Howard, if I go in America right now and my ear ain't comb, and I go in the bush and say, setting up a commune, what you think will happen, Howard?
Lock up.
They'll have a panopticon over me, a surveillance. They would, that's what I'm saying. So only a mindless, pathetic sheep can believe that people can come into your country, set up sporadic shanty towns in all of the different islands, and don't call it a strategy. We are under siege, and these jokers sitting up in the House of Assembly laughing and smiling, eating all kind of dog food, a bunch of meat with their swelling belly, wow, their diabetic body, and laughing at the Bahamian people. I mean, I've been disrespecting the people every day.
Wow.
Day in, day out. I feel what Jeff them saying, Howard, how could we overcome this problem? This dilemma, the foundation of this dilemma is the sporadic corruption in government departments. It's systemic. Like I said, data will stop all the chatter. They don't want to introduce
technology. But we just talked about that. They will not introduce new technology. They won't.
All this justice of the peace, foolishness. We got a lot of Haitian beam and signing away our boy right too. Come on, wow. Give these people residency, man. What is this citizenship? Mr. Belcher, hang his head in shame. You know, I even sorry to say that because he dealt with me professionally when I was up there one time, right? But the thing is, I am very, very ashamed of these guys. These guys cannot be behemoths, Howard. The number of migrants in this country is a clear and present danger. I see their audacity is increasing. The threats against the behemoth people. There's no one. The government has abandoned us. Mr. Davis himself has a picture with Luby George. Who's been in silence? Fred Smith is in silence. Nobody is looking out for the behemoth people, but we must sit by. Nothing people say, oh, stop calling the talk. I said, listen to me. You remember my name, my Howard? Milo Butler. One of the few people I respect, along with surrounded folks and Ping. I don't know much to respect after that, okay?
Wow.
That maybe some white men even know about. But I've heard some stories about pounding them and what they call rustification, so I kind of lose respect for them for that. So what I'm saying is, what you have to understand, Howard, there's a chronology of BS for 50 years. And I'm sorry if I said yesterday, I'm looking at independence from a slave master perspective, but I can't help myself if I'm a critical thinker. That's people don't realize a total congruent society, yes sir, yes sir, yes sir, can't work.
Yeah.
When will we get ourselves out of this dilemma, Mr. Grant? This is so inglorious until my bones are shaking.
I appreciate
these
you.
These people are smiling and just like nothing is going on.
Wow.
And the country is sinking. And these people are feeding us false narratives. We are still in slavery because we cannot get rid of these jokers. When you read the Constitution, it says the queen or the king is the head of the government. It says that when you read the top of the executive branch.
Yeah.
Yet still, you have educated people coming on this radio, gaslighting us as if we have some power, and they know the hour.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate your telephone call. Always appreciate you contributing. I'm always impassioned and really insightful. I'm going to be honest with you. I feel you. But does it really make a difference? Does it really make a difference that you and I and other names that you've called who may have a PhD in critical thinking, and I appreciate even the consideration to kind of throw me in that bucket. I appreciate it. But does it make a difference if we relentlessly speak in these silos? We can't get nobody to stand with us, not for the purposes that they don't believe in the cause, not for the purposes that they fear victimization. The masses fear the individual based upon the conditioning over the years. I give you the example, not for me to be able to opine about the hotel. I give you the example. You have to look far beyond words and understand the implications. I gave you the example of the masses being treated in a particular manner, someone standing up and that particular person being rejected, comfortable because the rejection was incorrect, and the entire organization, including the body of men and women who had responsibility, being rejected as a result. That's what's happening in this society. There are politicians who have taken on this responsibility to represent your constituency, your community, and the Bahamian people that are yielding, giving themselves over to foreign direct interests and hoping for the proverbial 10% or the actual 10%. That is what's happening in this country. And that is a conditioning steeped within our political system. Huh? I feel like Abraham. Huh? If God come to us and say, I'm going to eradicate the House of Assembly. Unless you could just, God, we could save 10 of the politicians. Let me save 10. And then God say, if you could find 10, I can save it. I say, hold on now, God. Hold on, wait. What about 8? Okay, what about 7? Well, if I could find one, God, will you do it? That's how we get into it. Because we've been relentlessly conditioned into a mindset that this is our expectation socially and within the political system. Socially, we say things like, child, Howard, why are you getting involved in politics? You know, that's a dirty game. My God, you know them people. Boy, that's what you're saying. That's what you're saying. Let me take a next telephone call before we get out of here. Call you on the line with us live. Go ahead. Next call. Call you on the line with us live. Go ahead. Turn on your radio. Go ahead.
Yes,
Good afternoon. How you doing, Howard?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Listen, here's my point. There's nothing wrong with the politicians. And I don't understand why people continue to complain about politics. The mere fact is that those brothers are doing what they were put there to do, and they're bettering their families and bettering themselves. And that's how it was meant to be.
For who?
Now, they are bettering itself for themselves. This
no,
is
no.
Hold on, but don't cut more of Howard because you let that brother before he say a long bit. But let's. I want to look at it from a logical standpoint.
Let me hear it.
This
ahead.
Is a capitalist system that, and a caste system, and most of the brothers who participating in it aren't competing. Most of them comparing themselves and showing off as opposed to competing. And this is the system that was handed over from the English. The English queen is the person that works very little and gets everything. And that's what the politicians do. And this is how it was meant to be. This is the system. Now, the question is, are we going to completely done with the system? Because if you put yourself there, like you talk so high and so, like you're so altruistic, you would get put there. You would do the same thing because it's the system, brother. That's my 5 cents.
I appreciate you, my brother. He's a good, decent man. I appreciate that contribution. Let me read a couple of these texts. It says, I feel like we were taking advantage of the Haitians. We're not looking for a better way. They were just looking for money. Driven by jealousy and envy and now entitlement, I also hate how Haitians with papers are referred to as Bahamians. That gives us all about name. That's what it says. It says, what boat goes back to Haiti? None. All airlines carry them. All tax dollars paid for that. This is a text that's coming through. Says, I understand that our country is mixed up and colonialized by foreign entities intertwined in the Bahamian families. That doesn't mean just open up our proverbial, I put proverbial here for you, proverbial legs wide and let everything in. If lawlessness, corrupt criminal men make the laws and laws be flawed, be real. This is a text that's coming through. So all Bahamians first, not a party, I hope. As a Bahamian first, not a party, I hope. Bahamians need better think about this. If it doesn't come down to you and them, then our foreigners will always choose their own. We Bahamians are awake and aware now. No world is going to be pulled over our eyes. Wool. It's going to be pulled over our eyes, sugar-coated with millions of tons. This is Texas coming through. Let's see if we can read another one. Slackness, greed, and a total lack of nationalism, national rule. I am so disillusioned as the text is coming through. It says the number of migrants isn't the problem. The problem is the amount of migrants being granted citizenship with insufficient reasons. There's a text that's coming through, right? Somebody sent me some stuff, says, Howard, Singapore's policy appears to be prejudiced against brown, poor people too. Here's the website. They sent me the website. I'm going to check it out, right? So it says, why do we keep abusing each other? Black on black crime. Howard, the $64,000 question is not why someone from a different tribe looks at me sideways, is why we as black people, including leaders, look at each other like last year's calf. This is the information, guys. This is a good conversation with us today. I want to thank you so very kindly for contributing, for participating, for being able to put it all on the table. That's just what we're here for. I want to talk about growth and development. I want to talk about life. I want to talk about opportunities. Oh my God. This is my good friend called me, say he's been waiting for 5 minutes now. You wilding out. I went to the phone and you wasn't there. All right. My apologies, my brother. I appreciate you calling. Thank you so very kindly for that. I want to be able to be very clear with you. I want to thank you, man. This is Howard. you're in the hotel system, Howard, but I want you to own it, the Airbnb model versus the big hotel and the foreigners own, right? Majority rule, again, 2023, good luck. There's some information that's coming through. I want to thank you guys, man, for participating, for being a part of the conversation and being as transparent as possible. This is a vulnerable time. This is a taboo conversation. Sometimes I feel like this may not necessarily be set for traditional radio, but how do we shock the system? Let's throw some cold water on it. Let's do that. I think we've been enamored and disillusioned by this proverbial fever, consumed with our concepts and ideas of our political organizations and believe that this is the way forward. Let's throw some water on that system and make some things happen. Guys, this is The Foundation with Howard Grant right here, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, live and in full effect, chopping it down on a day-to-day basis. Thank you for your participation. Thank you for your transparency and your vulnerability. Thank you for letting me being as vulnerable as possible as we continue to be able to speak truth to power right here on Guardian Radio 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk all day. We're going to take this break and get to Shivago Lang right after this. We see you tomorrow. Godspeed your life, guys. Have a beautiful day and thank you so much.
Foundation. Foundation.